Races there, the features, including the Port Adelaide Guineas for the 3 year olds. They're racing on a good four now. The rail's out 7 metres from the 1200 to the winning post and 4 metres for the remainder there. Scratchings at Morphettville this afternoon. Race one, the four Wilmot Pass, who's tough to beat in Melbourne's a scratching. Race two is clear. Race three, the six Diesel and Dust. Race four, scratch the five. Race five, scratch one and two. Race 6, put a line through the 1, 11, 13, and the emergencies, the 15, 17, 18, and 19. Race 7 is clear. Race 8, scratch the 6, and race 9, put a line through the 4, 12, 17, 19, and 21. Nadia Horn joins us for her best bets and also her quaddie in Adelaide on this Saturday afternoon. Good morning to you, Nadia.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
I am well. How do we back a winner there at Morphettville?
I think we can kick it off in the first with the one Designer Chef, who was very impressive winning first up from a break. I just feel this horse gets to a really good position throughout. Look, it's a race where there are a few chances, but if you have a look at the mat position, Designer Chef's going to get to a good spot. Now, it was able to win on the inner track last time out after Mark Webb decided to travel over the border with it. And the mine was very impressive, ran some very good late closing data, had the fifth best last 200 for the meeting. So race one, number one, the first of the specials. We then rolled into race three, another Victorian, the Two River Twain with the addition of blinkers. Looks pretty hard to beat. Look, it's going to get a run just off tempo. It comes to an effort at Mooney Valley last time out where the horse was only beaten a length in what was arguably a much tougher race than what it bumps into today. And its form, this preparation, has been quite solid. It's been over the border to Adelaide in the past and has been a winner. So race three, number two, we like. And the other horse that is going to be hard to beat today will be in race seven in the Port Adelaide Guineas. Number 13, Chica Fuerte, who does come off of the last start win in a Group 3 race in the Alexandra Stakes at Mooney Valley over 1,600 metres. Look, she's contested stakes races all the way through her life, and she's been competitive in all of them, having won last time out. The rating it ran to in the CUNY going back two runs ago was simply outstanding, and you could get her a lot shorter than her current market price if she reproduced that type of rating in this race here today. So the horses we like are race one, the one, race three, the two, and race seven, number 13. And if you're taking a quaddie, we'll go 3, 4, 5, 9, 10, 14, the first leg, 13, 14 in the second, 3, 4, 5, 11, and 14 in the third leg, and 1, 2, 3, and 14 in the last.
Do you have an opinion on the listed two-year-old fillies race? I know James Cummings on the first word this morning said that Cloudy and Translation are both in good form heading to Adelaide.
Yeah, going to the looking at the Dequetable there, I'm with Translation. Cloudy's got very good form, and you can line it up through Ceridis, who was able to win on Adelaide Cup Day. Cloudy get heated, of course, with Ceridis going back two starts ago. But Cloudy come out at its next run and just rated a little bit down at its third run back, where Translation was first up from a break the other day and was very impressive. Did show a bit of a tendency to wander over race. I'd say that freshness might have been taken out of the filly now, and it's probably going to settle a little closer in the run than Cloudy. So, look, I'm happy to go with the horse the money's been for. I do think that the Godolphin pair do hold the key, but I'm definitely with number two, Translation.
All right, then. Good punting, Nadia. Thanks for that.